one today.
School.
I feel like that was the best song I've ever heard.
Right?
I loved it.
It was solid.
What? Remember middle school?
What was
like
that? Is that, is that a Mario? Oh. Yeah, like Lester
just,
Jake.
Just
like,
ska.
Ska.
Yeah, ska. Like, skanking.
What? I've never heard of that.
That was what? The dance that you did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That was
I didn't know that.
You're weird.
I wasn't into ska enough to know anything about it.
Skanking.
Except for the noise and that it was really popular for like 2 or 3 years. I don't know. Hey, everybody, welcome to Man Room Radio. This is the podcast where we sit around and hang out in my garage. This is episode 2.49.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we are getting old. And I'm your host, Levi. With me, I have one of my co-hosts, Gio.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have 9 grams of protein.
Oh. And with me, a man who once ate 9 grams of protein in pure chocolate, Ryan.
That was Two-Tone Army by The Toasters. It was also on a TV show called Kablam.
That was.
Yeah.
Kablam?
You remember Kablam?
No, it's just like, it sounds, okay.
I don't remember. It's probably a millennial show.
It sounds like a Nickelodeon show.
100% was a Nickelodeon
show. Right? Like, if your show's name is Kablam, you probably were on Nickelodeon.
Kablam! On Nickelodeon!
Is that how it works?
That's how they read it. You know, that's how they did it.
All right, well, our show lineup today, we're kind of winging it a little bit, but not completely. We're going to start with some user-submitted content. We're going to see how far that gets us, and then I might make Gio just come up with something.
I've been known to come up with things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a couple episodes ago, we talked about condoms, and we asked our listeners to submit their condom stories.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So here's one. I don't know if... Oh, no. This one's from... Well, calling you out, SB Gaming. This is how it works. He says... I had 2 awkward times buying condoms. The first time I was 17 buying condoms at CVS, and my girlfriend's dad was right behind me.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Got the lecture when I got to the girlfriend's house by him. Like.
Dude. What if I...
What if you do... Like, what's worse? Saying, you know what they're for? or saying...
They're not for what you think they're for.
Yeah. These aren't balloons?
I have a water balloon fight coming up, and I think it'd be really embarrassing to throw this at him.
It would.
Yeah.
Right? It's a legitimate thing, right? Like
okay, fine, but why do you have, like, a 3-pack?
You can throw 3 water balloons.
I'm going to be up front with you. Like, when we used to TP people's houses, if somebody got condoms to blow up and throw in the house, I mean, that's they were there. Now, obviously, I'm not the one who bought them. Like, we established
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we know
did
that.
Did you guys ever see anybody's house get diapered?
No.
Where they would, like, put chocolate in diapers and stick it all over the house.
No, that's hilarious, though.
Or tampon. They would, like, do ketchup on tampons and throw it at the
house.
We
had that one done
to us. I've seen forking, where instead of, like, TPing so that people could just rake up everything up, you take plastic forks and you just stick it into the yard. So, like, they have to go out and, like, pull out each one independently instead of raking it up.
This is going to turn into prank night right now. I'm going to tell you my best high school prank.
Oh, that's a good one. Finish these. I want to hear some more of these condom stories, right. Though. But,
go ahead.
Maybe go a little slower.
Oh, was I
you went a little fast. I had to, like, kind of in.
The second time, I was 24, walked into Vaughn's, grabbed a 3-pack of condoms. I found the shortest line. And, of course, it was the line with the most religious cashier ever. Apparently, I needed her blessing before she could ring up my condoms.
What?
That's what we were talking about on the show, too. Like, it's up to, like, your cashier as to...
To make it chill.
Yeah, how chill your experience is going to be. I have one more, but it's going to take me a second to find it, so...
Is the other one the anonymous one?
Yeah.
Can I read that one?
Yeah, of course. Let me bring it up.
You have a personal connection to this one?
I have a personal connection to this one.
Got it.
It is hiding right here. So, I mean... Okay, well, this is taking forever for me to find it. It's right here. It was in... here we go.
I was on the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to switch over.
You know, this just reminds me, like, of a friend I had around this age, but, like, I had to drive around a lot at the time, because I was, like, the first friend out of all my friends to drive.
To get your license?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
You were, like, their Superman.
I was just like, hey, let's hang out. Okay, but can you come pick me up? Like, that's how.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had certain friends more than others, but like, just this story in general just reminded me of a friend that was like that, but I don't know who it is. It's anonymous. When I was about 16 years old, while I was having some dirty, sinful sex with my girlfriend at the time, I had to go buy some condoms. So I went to the local Rite Aid.
Dirty
sin. I cruised the aisles and made sure that there wasn't anybody in the store that I knew, or that there really wasn't anybody in the store at all. I'm going to pause the story here because I think that's also part of, like, the first few times you go buy condoms is the casual, like, I'm just going to pretend to see him buy another stuff. Who else is in here?
Yeah, just walking around. I can't find what I'm looking for. Yeah. Make sure nobody's here.
Oh, and then, by the way, I'll get some condoms. I just kind of looked around. Okay, wasn't anybody in the store. I just kind of looked around really creepily, ran to the condom section. Grabbed some that looked okay. I didn't even know what kinds there were or whatever. I just grabbed a box and concealed the box as best as I possibly could, which I decided was under a massive bag of peanut M&Ms.
Hey, peanut M&Ms coming to save the day.
Coming in clutch.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
It's a candy. They're for more than just snacks.
As long as you've got crunchy Cheetos with it, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Yeah.
I proceeded to the checkout stand, condoms concealed, thinking that I had accomplished my goal, and as the cashier pulled the M&Ms toward the check stand and realized there was a box underneath it, she pulled out the box and looked at them, then looked at me, and then looked at the M&Ms and said, "That's a healthy choice." And I was just so embarrassed and so angry that he would do that to me and intentionally bring it up. So I said, "Oh, we try to be responsible." And then without missing a beat, he said, "I meant the M&Ms." Like he's a fucking comedian. I grabbed my newly purchased condoms and M&Ms and jumped on my skateboard and started skating home. As I was cresting the hill to cruise down to my house, thinking I made it smooth sailing, who drives up the other side of the hill but my girlfriend's parents as I'm holding a Rite Aid bag full of condoms and intended for their daughter's vagina? They waved at me, and I waved back at them, holding the vomit that was creeping up my throat, and just flew home as fast as I could, locked myself in my room, and then banged their daughter.
Poetry.
P.S. I hear from a reliable source, incredible horny goat weed turns your dick into the Incredible Hulk.
I feel like I've heard that story before.
Oh. That was great, man.
That's a good one. Duh. Thank you, anonymous user, for submitting that.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I knew where that was from.
Thanks to both of those. Both of those were great.
Yeah,
thanks
thank for you, users, those. For submitting things.
Yeah. Calling back to our call-outs. So should we do...
We had another like submission, right, from a listener?
Here it comes.
Is this anonymous also?
No, this is from our buddy Just Theories Jason.
Just Theories Jason.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Gentlemen. I bring a question to your attention for Bro Code Review.
Oh, right. This is a callback to the bro code episode.
Yeah.
Go. If a dude text messages a friend, how long does the recipient have to respond before they are level 1 impolite, level 2 rude, and level 3 a douchebag? He goes on. Let me just give you the facts and ask you for an impartial ruling.
Fair enough.
I, Just Theories Jason, texted Alaskan Jack. He's calling you out.
Holy smokes, this got heated.
I texted Alaskan Jack an invitation to a weekend event. The event is a D&D campaign, which requires significant work for me, the DM, to prepare. I sent the invitation 1 week ahead of the proposed playdate on Sunday, April 1st. Then I followed it up early Tuesday, April 3rd. I then made threats in the evening on Wednesday, April 4th. I heard nothing in response. You will be happy to know that I received a prompt reply immediately while texting him a screenshot of this very message to Man Room Radio. Please make a ruling, Judge John Hodgman style, on this specific case and let us know the overall bro code penis policy to abide by in the future. Yours truly, Just Theories Jason.
Time out. Penis policy. What? And that was a curveball.
Now, hang on. This is a hard one, because
I wish it was all anonymous. I would have been able to make a better ruling.
Oh, I feel like one of the important things about knowing, like, when you're going to get a text back is, A, the context of the text, and B, who are you texting?
Right.
You know?
This is fair, I think. I think you can use me and yours.
I'm going to.
Yeah, mine and yours text relationship as an example.
Yeah, like, when I text Gio, I expect no response. Like, it's fair to say he will generally not respond. He's like a ghost.
Do you ghost us?
No.
No.
On purpose.
Gio ghosting people is another whole topic on its own.
Apparently.
I've learned how to emotionally deal with it. Others have not. But we were talking about this earlier. People are getting used to you now.
Really?
Yeah, other people are starting to cope with who you are. This is good. This is the development of good friendship. But I'll try to get back to the topic. So, can you...
Fucking candy.
The way you ate that Reese's peanut butter cup looked like a butthole was giving birth.
You guys never tongue punched a Reese's before?
Hey, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to have to... My ruling is it depends on the friend. If it's a friend who you know is going to promptly text you back, I give him two texts.
But you got to put some, over how long?
Some space, right? Like, yeah. Like, if Ryan will text me back. I always know Ryan will get back to me. So I text Ryan.
Maybe not immediately.
No, I'll give you 8 hours.
Yeah.
Because I could be texting you before you go to work.
Right.
And then after that...
A follow-up text?
Yeah, I would send you a follow-up one. And if I really... It depends if I need to hear from you, though. Like, if I'm planning something. Like, for instance, if I was planning a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Mm-hmm. You kind of need to hear from them.
You do. And I would impart upon you the urgency. Like, hey, I just need to know if you can come or not so that
you can plan.
Yeah. From there, I need to hear from you.
So how long before it's 1, impolite, 2, rude, and 3, douchebag?
You have to also know, like, is that person, like you said, is that person at work? Like, I don't know if
that's why I gave me 8 hours.
Yeah.
But if you text them, like, early on in the shift, they see it, stuff's happening at work, you kind of, your day goes on. By the time you get home, you're just happy to be home. You forgot you even got that text.
That's when you get the follow-up text 8 hours later.
Okay, so the follow-up is just like a, hey, I don't know if you saw it earlier, just let me know.
Yeah. And then after that...
And I think if you've said, just let me know, and next day still haven't gotten anything, it's safe to say no. And if they show up and be like, hey, I didn't plan for you because I didn't hear from you, and now I think it's fair. It's fair.
I think that's good, because you really take all the responsibility, like, you put all the responsibility on them.
And which it is. It's like, if they do decide to show up...
You're like, hey, man, I didn't plan for you, so...
Yeah, I didn't hear from you, you know, blah, blah.
If in this particular D&D campaign you get mauled by a pack of rabid goblins, then...
That's how the dice roll, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I didn't set up this campaign for you, chump.
So let's lay this down in bro code. The bro code is... A, know the bro.
Audience. Yeah, I really think it's too... It's
know the bro, and then...
Know
the bro, and then when you text it, 8 hours, follow-up text, no response is a no, just assume no.
Yeah.
And then if it means a lot to you and you really would like them to come, I would say it's okay to do another follow-up text the next day and just be like, hey, I never heard from you, it'd mean a lot if you came, if not, no worries, let me know.
Yeah, and I think the let me know is the most important thing, because, like, if I texted Gio to say, hey, this thing is happening on Sunday, it might just be me throwing out a bulletin.
To me, I take that as, like, open invite, come if you can.
Right.
You don't, no need to say anything.
But if it's, hey, I'm having this thing on Sunday, let me know if you can come, then I'm, like...
Call to action,
yeah,
so
I'm
to speak.
Directly asking him to.
And I'm guilty of not responding to these invites sometimes, because I forget about it.
Yeah, I think that's a very real thing. Like mm-hmm. if you get like at 10 a.m., you know, early morning work day, and then by the end of the day, it's kind of like, I'm just wanting to go home, listen to Man Room Radio, forgot about my texts.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're listening to this episode.
Then you're going to be checking your texts all day.
Yeah, just don't text and drive.
And eat or Reese's weird.
Tongue punching Reese's.
Oh my gosh.
So is that the verdict for Just There's Jason?
I'm with what you just said, yeah. I think the biggest thing is know the bro, man.
You got to know your bro.
You do. Because if you don't, it's not your bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's say you know this guy is literally at home. Like, you text him and you're on Fortnite with him or something.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like, okay, man, F you too. No need for the follow-up.
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
What do you think? Ignored text is not impolite or rude.
Yeah, because life happens.
Yeah, a ignored follow-up text
is an assumed no. If it's a question.
Yeah.
So it's almost, it's like there is no impolite or are we, is that what we're saying here? Is that there's, it's not ever impolite. It's just a no.
Oh, because the question was, does it become
level one? Level one impolite, level two rude, level three douchebag.
I think it never gets to level three if it's your bro.
No, yeah, it just can't.
Because you just have that understanding.
Like sometimes your bro is already at level three just by default.
Yeah, like you bro'd them knowing they were level three.
Yeah. Like, they are a douchebag. Like, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I knew what I was getting into when I signed up for the show with you guys, two level threes. I mean, I just knew we'd be here.
Oh, wow.
What?
Really? That's where you think, that's where you think we're at?
Okay. No, I just made myself the level three by saying that, so.
Yeah. And level two and level one.
Okay.
That's like a level six.
Hey, know your bro.
Okay.
I'm glad we solved that one.
So, Just Theories Jason, I don't know if that answered your question. But that's how we did it.
That's how we would do it here at Man Room, I guess.
So there we go.
Do we have any other user submitted things?
No, I think that's most of the follow up stuff. I can't think of anything else. You had something for us though, right?
I can.
Yeah.
Thanks for responding, listeners. Yeah, if you guys got more stuff on any of the topics we covered, we'd love to go over it, talk about it.
Oh, prank night. Let's go to prank night.
Oh, prank night, that's right.
Because we talked about it earlier. Yeah.
Cardboard cat. Did you guys ever do it?
Yes. No. Tell me all about it.
Okay, so you cut the shit. I think I learned this from you, Ryan.
Yeah, because you came over to my house for Bratz night.
Yeah.
And there was a car just screaming up my hill. And it was like, whoa, that's really fast because I live at the top of a hill and there was another community up behind it. Mm-hmm. So this cars would just always just fly up and down the hill. And I told him, yeah, every once in a while, I'll go put a cardboard cat out there and it just scares the crap out of people. What you do is you cut out the shape of like a scared cat with like the arch back.
And the tail up.
Yeah. And then you get a couple pieces of aluminum foil and put it where the eyes would be. And then you just put it in the road standing up.
We did nickels. So like when the light catches, they look like cat eyes.
I remember you telling me about the nickels.
Yeah.
So we would do it on like a, we didn't, I don't remember the hill thing. I think I just heard what I wanted to hear. And it was like, we just throw a fake cat out there.
I did it to get people to slow down on the hill.
So we were far less responsible and just did it on just busy roads like Bear Valley and almost caused like severe accidents, like so many like, but yeah, that was, sorry if I just wrecked your ear holes, by the way.
Actually, you didn't. It's weird.
Oh, okay.
It's like your voice is extra soft.
I've been told I'm silky smooth.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, continue.
That's it, man. Just cardboard cat. Good times.
Cardboard cat's good. We got a huge prank war with the water polo girls when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
It started off with regular toilet paper.
Like each other's houses?
Yeah. But then it escalated. Nothing too serious. But we, on election day, you know how they put up all the signs in the corner of Bear Valley? And,
At Orange Glen?
No. It's like Bear Valley and the road that goes out to the Sam Squall Valley. It's like a huge intersection.
Oh, that ash. Sam Squall Valley Road.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. On that intersection, like around election time, like local elections, all the signs go there.
Yeah. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Escondido, it's just a busy part of town that people cross a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever town you're from, you know, when it's election time for like local, like mayor and stuff, people get signs and they find places and they put them. And if you can find an area that you can put a bunch of signs, that's what happens. So this area had like 250 signs.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, every party puts theirs, then there's multiples, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got all the signs.
I just took them.
And we went to, so coincidentally, one of the girls on the team, her dad was the superintendent of the school district.
Uh-huh.
So we took them all over to her house on the night where the girls were having a sleepover and just put all the signs up in the yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like you're forking.
Awesome, yes.
It was just all the signs. So we did that one, and then.
How did that go?
Fine.
Okay.
I mean, it was, you know, they got up in the morning, there were a bunch of signs, they had to go out, take the signs up, and then, you know, the superintendent had a bunch of signs on his side yard for a while. But then it ended with, on graduation day, we were, same house, they all had a sleepover there. we put catfish bait under the car door handles of some of their cars.
What?
Oh my gosh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, that wasn't a good one. Coincidentally, we got the superintendent with that one on accident because he took his daughter's car to work that morning.
Oh. And just reach under and just...
Yeah, it's like goopy and it smells like poop.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then we also put 1,000 crickets in a box. Put it on their front doorstep with cans on top of it. So keep the crickets in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great that the superintendent, he got out. Because he got to work before everybody. Or like he got up before everyone. He gets up. He looks out and he sees that on his front yard. He just goes back in the house. He goes, girls, there's something here for you.
How do you know?
Because he told us.
Oh, he told you?
Yeah.
You guys were cool then. Okay.
Yeah. And so they got up and then they picked up the box and...
Took it inside.
Some crickets everywhere.
They had crickets at their house for a couple years.
Oh my gosh.
I did crickets at a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And so like on Saturday night, like all the guys would always prank all the girls. And I brought 1,000 crickets up onto the mountain.
Yeah, dude. $20.
Yeah. And when they were like out in like a prayer session, I didn't like put it right in front of the door. I put it in their like cabin, open, but face down.
Yeah, that's what we did with that.
So that when they picked it up, it was just crickets everywhere. And you could hear those screams probably from a mile away.
God, it makes me want to do it again somewhere.
Like cricket night?
Awesome. Yeah, like. Who? Where can I put 1,000 crickets?
The movie theater.
I think I'd get...
You could get in and probably get in a little trouble for that.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Hilberto's.
Can you not?
I like Hilberto's.
Yeah, what are we talking? How about Chick-fil-A?
Hey!
Now that one you peaked.
Yeah. You don't talk about my Chick-fil-A like that.
I hate Chick-fil-A so much.
One night I was TPing a buddy's car, and when we were done... We did it. It took us like 45 minutes. Like, we did a thorough job. And like
TP'd the car?
The car and the yard, the tree, everything. When we were done, we were leaving. We were driving away and we passed a construction zone. And I just looked over at my buddy and I said, cones? He's like, cones. So we flipped a bitch, got back, grabbed all of the cones from the construction site, took it to his house like 400 yards away, and just put cones, coned his car in. So like, obviously you can move cones. Not a big deal. We're driving away. We're like, that's pretty funny. Construction guys are going to see that and probably knock on the door. Yeah, it'll be an inconvenience. As we're driving away, there was a free couch on the side of the road. So we picked up the free couch, put it on the roof of my buddy's car, drove back to the original guy, and put it on the roof of his car.
Oh my God. Mess his car up?
No, it was a light couch and we were gentle.
I think all those are not as bad as pooping in the bed of someone's truck.
Yeah. I wonder when that would have happened. Yeah.
That's probably the worst prank. That's probably not even a prank. It just makes you a bad person. Probably makes you the kind of person
who would anonymously...
No, like that. I don't know. That kind of person probably buys condoms and hides them with M&M bags. I'm just saying that's the kind of person that probably does that.
He like submits it to a podcast anonymously so that he doesn't get embarrassed.
Can I just talk about pranks for a second?
Yeah,
sure. Go for it.
My big thing with pranks, my number one rule is they have to be like non-destructive.
Yes.
Not hurtful.
Yeah.
Not painful. And easy to clean up.
Inconvenient at worst.
Right. Yeah. Like, these are the kinds of pranks that are funny.
Like, what about the saran wrapping a car? How do you guys feel with that?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Wait, can I tell you the prank I've always wanted to do? I'm so sorry to interrupt you. The saran wrap the toilet and then put the seat back over it.
Watch out, Jensen.
So you lift up the toilet seat. Just like normal, like, you know, like when you go pee. And then you saran wrap it. Clear. And then you put the seat back down, and then you put the lid back down.
So then you sit there and poop, but the poop's right there.
No, so the next person to go either sits down or goes to take a dump, and when they do, it just... It's just right back at you. Right back in the Cyclops.
And then it looks like Gio eating a Reese's.
I don't think that one's okay.
Nobody gets hurt.
It's inconvenient at worst.
Easy to clean up. Saran wrap's already caught it.
That one would make me angry.
Oh, yeah, but then you could wrap up the saran wrap and play hide the poo.
Okay. Dude, can we talk
We did that at camp one year. We used to go to a summer camp every summer, and they played hide the poo.
they put it in a Ziploc bag, and they put it under people's pillows, and they got big trouble.
Why didn't you bring that up when we talked about Hide the Poo on the show?
We talked about Hide the Poo. Remember that girl had the roommate?
Starship Lena.
They played Hide the Poop, and someone scooped up butter and then put it at the bottom of the butter container.
That's right. Someone took the game of Hide the Poop too far. Yeah.
And for weeks, it was just in there.
This guy was eating out of it.
I don't remember what episode that was, but when we talked about Hide the Poop, that was... Oh, it was when I hosted. That's probably what was a good episode.
Really? That was when you hosted?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because we were solving the world's problems.
Got it. Okay. All right, well, that's all I got tonight. One of you guys want to take it away? Tell the listeners a thank you and do those things?
Gio, why don't you do that while I find... Oh, never mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/manroomradio. Shoot us an email at manroomradio@gmail.com. Tweet at us, or we're on Instagram. So just shoot us anything you'd like us to talk about. And if you feel like supporting the show, check out patreon.com/manroomradio.
Shout out to... Who did we have tonight?
SB Gaming.
SB Gaming.
And Just Theories Jason. And you, anonymous user, you.
I wonder.
And by user, I mean listener. I apologize.
Yeah. All the time.
Anonymous listener.
Dude, this song?
Oh, yeah. Tony Hawk?
Yes.
Oh, which, by the way, was a video game submission, too.
Oh, yeah. I think we mentioned that.
Yeah. Hours. I always would have put this one on repeat.
I can see you do that. I'm singing a song to try and make the answers more than maybe. I didn't know the words.
You're too busy cranking. Yeah. Christ, there.
Too busy getting swanky.
Skanking.
My bad.
Same thing.